Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformation. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Hey, my friends, welcome to another episode of Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx speaker, performance enhancement expert, and author, Sean Douglas. This show is currently heard in over 63 countries, such as the U.S., Malaysia, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Belgium, Italy, France, Austria. So I want to thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformations. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight that transformational moment that changed our lives and how we use this to help transform others and elevate their lives as well. We are a live show, so you can call in at 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. You can join our Facebook community, Life Transformation Radio Community. Please subscribe, rate, and review the show so that we know how we're doing on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, Player FM, and the Google Play Music app, and right here on Blog Talk Radio. On the show are entrepreneurs, speakers, business owners, coaches, podcasters, authors, and other amazing people from around the world who are impacting and elevating lives around them. And my guest today does exactly that. Again, if you have any questions for my guest that I bring on the show, you can call us in at 657-383-1109. So please help me welcome to the show Danielle Fitzpatrick Clark. Hey, Danielle, how's it going?
Good, good. Thanks so much for having me on.
I'm super pumped to have you on the show because you do a lot of amazing, amazing work in with influencers, entrepreneurs, building businesses, tailoring people's success. And I love it. Love exactly what you do. So I'm excited and can't wait to dive into your brilliance.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure, and I'm very humbled by everything I get to do in the world. It's been a ride. A good one.
Oh, I bet. So the title of this episode is Growing as an Influencer and Entrepreneur with Danielle Fitzpatrick Clark. Danielle is a number one international best-selling author of Light at the End of the Funnel, Volume 1. She's a speaker and the Better Than a Blueprint business coach for influencers and entrepreneurs. She has helped 6- and 7-figure small business owners and entrepreneurs become more visible, scale their business, create powerful platforms, and tailor their success to build their dreams on their terms, following their yellow brick road. Now, all of the show notes, all of the links are in the show notes right there. Get her on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and her website is entrepreneurcitylive.com. And then you can go to DanielleFitzpatrickClark.com. So, amazing, amazing stuff. What is your why? Why do you do what you do?
Well, this has been something that's been growing for quite a few years. I've been a serial entrepreneur for almost a decade. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's been that long. And it has been that long. So my why started off really simple, which was, I didn't want to work in an office and I wanted to work from home with my daughters. I wanted to be a work from home mom. And as I've grown myself and my business, it's become so much more powerful as the more I discovered myself and some of my limiting beliefs and moved through those, really want to help people, with from here on out. It's helping them shift their perspective and how they see themselves and understand who they are, how they tick, and that they can do whatever it is that they have imagined for themselves they can bring into their reality. So, because we all have a gift. We all have a special gift, our own why that makes us so powerful. And hiding from that is really not just doing a disservice to the self, the person, doing a disservice to the world. The world needs everyone's uniqueness. So that's my why, is to help them showcase that.
Love it. And you said you were basically a 10-year overnight success.
Yes, yes.
Right? People think that, oh, I'm here, I'm on Facebook, and I'm on social media. Mm-hmm. I'm here. Like, it doesn't quite work that way. You know, I've been speaking since 2009, right?
Yeah.
I've been speaking since 2009, and I've gone through all of these different transformations in my speaking business, you know. So hitting it hard for the past 3 years, I mean, hitting it hard, building the brand, doing everything, just putting maximum effort into it. And I still have a long ways to go, but then I got the TEDx talk because I pounded the pavement. And I was working super, 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 super hard. But still, since 2009, though, you know, so a lot of people are like, well, I'm here on social and I'm ready to go. I'm ready to have my business. And I'm ready. And it just quite doesn't work that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, entrepreneurship is its own transformational journey. And I like to say to people, I'm like, if you want to transform, become an entrepreneur. That's going to test you in so many different ways. Things that you didn't even know were there underneath the skin are going to show up for you on the entrepreneurial journey. It's how it works. And anything, it's a journey. So it's not a race. It's not like I'm going to get there first and I want to do it overnight. It is a journey. It's more of a marathon.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I talked to, cause I mentor some speakers and, I said, well, how long have you been speaking? Whatever. Like, oh, man, I've been speaking for like 4 months and I'm just not getting nowhere. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's it. Talk to me in 3 years when you're not anywhere.
Yeah.
And it's just like they want it to happen now. They want the big stages now. They want the TED Talk now. They want like, you know, millions of dollars now. Like, man, it just doesn't work. Like, it just doesn't. I don't know what else to tell you. So, we go through these different exercises and growing and everything else. So how do you, how does your brilliance translate into the influence and entrepreneur world? You said become more visible, scale your business. Like what does that look like?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of different ways it looks like. And I like to tell people, because this is another perception shift that I know entrepreneurs and speakers and authors need to hear, is that an influencer, what defines an influencer isn't the amount of following they have. It's not that, I got 50 likes on this. It's not about that at the beginning. What an influencer truly is first and foremost, it's the inner game. Can you influence yourself? Can you motivate yourself to step forward? And in the process of doing that, it's an inner game first. It's always an inner game first. And the other thing is once we can do that for ourselves, we can teach others to do that for themselves. And an influencer isn't someone who has the most likes, who is the most popular person. An influencer is someone who can help someone else transform, go through that process, and take action. So it's not even about the numbers. It's about how are you helping the individual, the others, transform themselves and take actions to better themselves. Now that's an influencer. So a lot of times we think that, oh my gosh, I'm not an influencer yet, when you already are with any kind of work that you do, whether it's in business, life coaching, business coaching, transformation. If you are helping someone to make steps forward and start living the life that they truly want to live, that's an influencer. And I've noticed whenever people do that, they look at themselves differently. Like, wow, you know, I don't have the huge social media following. It's coming, but I'm still an influencer in my own right.
God, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. That's like the best definition I've ever heard. That is super cool.
Well, I think we can be forgiving on ourselves a little bit more if we start seeing ourselves for our truth, for what we're really providing the world in. And I'm a service person. I'm a heart-centered business owner. So when I can help people shift their heart and start seeing themselves for who they truly are, that's when I'm like, okay, now we're going to make some movement for it, and it's going to be massive, and miracles are going to happen, and doors are going to open. You have to first see yourself that way.
Right. That's brilliant. I'm like, I'm gonna go back and take notes. I'm like, wait a minute. That was like it's like a revelation. I'm like, huh? Because I mean, so Bit.ly sent out a survey. It was It was in like News Daily or Business Daily or some kind of publication or whatever, like online. But anyway, Bit.ly did like this whole survey thing or whatever, and they submitted to this thing that they tracked millions of followers on these Facebook and social media pages, right? Like million, I don't know how many it was. It was, I don't know, probably 100 or something like that. It was a lot. But anyway, they tracked all these pages. And they tracked the ones that are, that have over 1 million followers that are using the short URL, the Bit.ly link. And what they found out was that when people put Bit.ly links inside of their Facebook page, whatever, only 2.7% are either engaging or even seeing it.
Yeah.
On a million the follower on a million plus follower page, only 2.7% either click on it or even see it. I'm like, that is insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're right. It doesn't
even
matter.
That's a low number.
Yeah, millions of followers, but nobody's seeing it. So it doesn't even matter.
And this is the beautiful thing is like if you think about the people that you deem as an influencer, well you ask yourself this question, like, you know, I'm looking at this person and why is it that I am following them? What is it about this person that I'm like, I would love to be like them? And it normally goes right back, at least for me, in my experience, it goes back to they said something so profound in one simple graphic or Facebook post that just blew my mind.
Like you just did.
Yeah, but they do. They just blow your mind. And to them, you're just like, right. Oh my gosh, I can't wait to see what you say next. I can't wait to hear what you say next. And my day has totally shifted from reading this one itty bitty post. And we forget that piece of the bigger entrepreneurial puzzle is not just the starting point. It's where you lift off from. And that's how people will see you. You leave them feeling a certain way and shifting their mindset so that they do take action. I love those posts. Like Wayne Dyer's great. I love him. Les Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Lisa Nichols just blows my mind every time I watch one of her videos. And it could just be for 5 minutes. When I listen to what she has to say and I can relate to it and it's like she's speaking to me, I make change. My whole day shifts. I could be having the crappiest day. And listening to her for 5 minutes will shift my whole perspective. And when my whole perspective shifts in a positive way, everything starts falling into place for me so I can keep moving forward. And so when I talk about influence, I like to speak to the inner game first and becoming that person. And understanding yourself well enough and what it is you're here to provide the world with so that you can help others do that and let that build. Yes, there's lots of marketing tactics I can give, but I love to do the inner game first, which is why I'm so glad that you asked me what my greater why was. That was great. It's the starting point.
Perfect.
And then you can start building on that. Then you can really get into your messaging and your social media content, and everything just blows up so quickly when you're in that flow, when you understand yourself, and more opportunities come. People want to be around you. They want to connect with you. They want to partner with you. They want to affiliate with you. And that brings on the visibility in crazy amounts. And those are the ones I see building really quickly. And it's not overnight. It's not, I mean, don't get me wrong. I have seen people become overnight successes. They're very, very rare. It's like, I liken it to models, right? Everyone wants to hear that story. Like, oh, I was just walking around the mall and, you know, a modeling agency saw me. It's like, she's beautiful or he's beautiful. We gotta grab him and he's an over. You know, that does happen in the entrepreneurial world once in a blue moon. It does.
Right.
And my whole thought process is like, well, you know, I don't really want that for myself anyway. I want to feel what this journey is like. I want to feel it all. And I'm going to go through this and I'm going to come out on the other end of it because I'm going to have some really good experiences and some really good stories to share with others, especially when they're in their dark moments, just on their knees and about ready to give up, because that's where I can really help them shift and move forward so they don't quit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I hope I'm answering your questions. Very true. I don't know if I am.
No, you're great. No, it's awesome. It's great. I mean, you said so much good stuff. You know, it's about the journey, you know, and I think that you want it more, right? You know, when you're going, you're like, this is so frustrating. And all of a sudden, because I laugh every time I see the picture of the up and down, the up and down arrow, you know, and they're like, I got this. And then you go down and they're like, this is so stupid. I hate my life. And then it goes up and they're like, why do I do that? I'm the best. This is crazy. And then you go down again and they're like, oh, no, I suck. I can't do this. And then it goes back up and they're like, I'm the best. Why do I do this to myself? I know what I'm doing. I got this. And then it goes down. But that's the journey. Like, you're good for like a week, right? And then one day everything just falls apart. You're like, what is happening right now? This is stupid.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think I've got it all figured out.
I love that piece of it too, because we think of it as a roller coaster, right? And I to help me in this journey, because I mean, I've succeeded in so many areas that when I look back, I'm just floored. I'm like, wow, I can't believe this is where I am. This is amazing. And I liken that to the fact of how I look at this journey. And this is kind of why I named my book Light at the End of the Funnel. I don't look at it as an up and down roller coaster, because that's still very linear. It's only going on that one level. Instead, I like to look at this journey as a funnel. So I start at the lower level and I hit a block, and it does end up being like a repeating block. Do you ever notice that in everything's cycles, and we come around and it's like, oh, I'm here again. This is happening. I'm thinking this way about myself again. So if I think of it as a funnel, every time I come around and that block shows up, and we put those blocks in front of ourselves, we always put those. The universe doesn't do it. We do it to ourselves. And it's just our limiting beliefs. It's our core beliefs about ourselves, and it's showing itself so we can work through it, so we can move through it. And we would never even notice it if it wasn't right in our face. You know, you say, hey, I'm here. And what I like to say, I'm like, oh, man, this doesn't feel really good. This isn't really fun, and I'm all about the fun, but this doesn't feel really fun right now. But when I hit that block, I'm like, okay, that means I'm going up a level. That means once I move through this, I'm not going straight through it. I'm going up. So every time I hit a block, I move through it, and I move up. And then it comes back around, just like a funnel. And then it hits it, and they're like, oh, here it is again. I must be ready to move through this. And going up a level.
Right.
And every time I am up leveling, so that block comes and it's a gift. Like, okay, thank you. Yep, thank you. I see that. I see that I need to work through this. And I know there's something really good on the other side of this. So I'm going to work through it. And I'm going to up level. And I'm going to keep moving up that funnel. It may be a never-ending funnel, but geez, you know, I much rather look at it as like than a roller coaster. Than that with a roller coaster, when I used to, because I used to think just like that, that was my perspective.
Yeah.
When I switched to the funnel perspective, I started looking forward to my blocks. I started looking forward to them more and moved through them much more quickly, because I was taking them on as they're part of the journey. And when I get through this, there's a reward on the other side. So it's totally worth it. I know I'm going to move through this. I'm always going to move through this and keep moving up. And it's made the journey that much more enjoyable. Even when it sucks, it's that much more enjoyable in the process of it.
Perfect. I love it. Yep. I love everything you just said. Because it's true, you know. And what you said about the roller coaster, that's why I, in the show opener, you know, we'll talk about the hiccups. the roller coaster and, you know, the transformation that comes. Because that's, I mean, we're peeling back the layers. We're like, oh my gosh, I remember this one time. Oh my God. Because all you see is what, like, something that blew my mind a week or two ago. I was talking with a fellow speaker of mine, and we're just kind of chatting back and forth, and he's like, hey, I might need you to step up and do this one thing, because I don't know if this other guy can do this. I'm like, really? Okay, well, later, let's talk about that. And come to find out, like, the one guy that I thought was, like, super successful, always in a suit, always on Facebook and social media, and he's got this one show that he's putting on and this, that, and the other, whatever. Come to find out, the dude is dead broke, and he's failing hardcore. And I was like, buddy, but I see all this stuff. He's like, yeah, that's just a front, man. That's not what – I'm like, what? And then when it was confirmed, when I asked and it was confirmed, I'm like, dude, I thought like – he's like, well, I mean, I'm just, you know, all my money, you know. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I – like, you just look – so we can be whoever we want to be on social media. And what I'm finding out is more and more that – what you think is true about somebody sometimes just is not. So I like to pull back the layers and really pull back the curtain and go, what did you go through? You know what I mean? So as we move into that, what is, if you look back at from the time that you were a kid or whatever, like, so what was the transformational moment that changed your life that put you on the path to what you're doing now?
Yeah, and, you know, it wasn't that long ago.
Awesome.
I'll say it really wasn't that long ago. It was about 3 years ago. And, you know, I come from a really small town in northern Maine. I'm a farm girl. Really, I grew up on a farm. I had horses and cows and chickens. Like, I was always barefoot. In fact, I prefer to be bare feet if it's possible. Not so much in the city of Charlotte, but, you know, that's my preference. But I always grew up with that work ethic that, you know what, money's hard to make and, you know, there's always a struggle and, you know, it's all about being humble and you're, you know, very small, very like, just stay safe and no one needs to see you. And I hid for years, which is probably why I enjoy visibility and teaching that so much, because that was so challenging for me to overcome. So as a small town girl who was scared of the bigger world and had no idea how big the world actually was, everything up into 3 years ago, I saw myself as a small farm farm girl who it was better, you know, with the mindset that, you know, children should be seen and not heard, and that I'm supposed to be seen but not heard. So I grew up with that, and that transferred over. So as I was an entrepreneur, I mean, you know, you got to be seen. You have to speak up. You have to speak your truth. And that became so overwhelmingly difficult for me. And I just did. I was a digital marketer. I was implementing. I was behind the scenes. And I did that for years. And the money was really good. Don't get me wrong. I mean, there is a dire need for implementers, good implementers. So I was always busy. It was always referral. But I kept saying yes when my heart was really saying no. Like, damn, you know, don't you want to step out and do something a little bit more? You have something beautiful to say. You can really lighten people up. And it was one day, and I remember it. I'll probably never forget it. And I was so exhausted. I have three girls. My youngest was just a baby then. I think she was 1.5. One and a half. She was 1.5. And my older two were in school. My husband was in corporate and working in Charlotte and was off in the morning. I was getting everything ready. And I had like half a dozen emails hit my inbox when I was trying to get my girls ready that morning. And they were all like, I need this done now. I need you to go in and do this.
No.
5 different clients, you know, 6 emails. It was, and I was like, I don't want to do this. And I felt so much shame and guilt because I'm like, I have to get my kids off to school. And I'm, you know, my toddler, I want to spend some time with her. I really had made a decision to spend some time with her this morning, but everybody else needed me to do for them. And I just dropped to my knees. I'm like, I don't want to do this. I started crying. I'm like, I don't want to be this person. I don't want to feel bad. I don't want to, you know, step into my people pleasing mode and just do for them and take away from myself. So that was that knee dropping moment where I realized how miserable I actually was, because I've been able to push it off. But that morning, for whatever reason, I felt it all. I felt all of me, and everything was telling me, this is not for you. This is not what you're meant to be doing. And there's something so much more for you out there. And I had no idea. I had no idea how to shift my perspective. I had no idea how to shift my behaviors, because I had been so caught up with people-pleasing and doing and not listening to myself or tuning into my feelings. And it came and hit me like a ton of bricks. And I think a lot of people have stories like that, that, you know, light at the end of the funnel, like this is you, you get to discover this. So that, and of course I was like ugly crying at that point. I mean, snot coming out of my nose and just like, I don't know if I can pull myself together. And it was, a beautiful mess, let's just say. So I wipe my snot away and my tears away, and I stand up and I just ask them, like, help me. I don't know who I was talking to. I was talking to God, the universe. I'm like, show me and I will follow. I will take direction. I'm ready. And that's all I said. And what unraveled over the next several months was amazing. I quit three of the jobs that I had running right then, and I started to focus on working with coaches that were more into transformation. And I wasn't looking for them. They came to me and I'm like, oh, I really like what you're doing in the world. Let me start helping you implement this part of your business. So I focused on those people and the ones that I really enjoyed what they were doing in the world. And I met a couple of amazing people that started to support me in coming out more and being a coach myself and utilizing all the skills that I had developed over the years. And it took some more time. It took another year to go by before I was ready to be really visible and host my own online event and to start communicating more and start getting my voice out there. And it was scary. I remember having a panic attack before I interviewed my first person, like, you know, blowing in the paper bag type panic attack. I'm like, I don't know if I could do this. I was a hot mess. And the only thing that got me through was, instead of, I shifted my focus on, like, you know, this is just you in your own head. Why don't you focus on the one person that needs to hear from you today during this interview? You don't know who they are, but they're there and they're listening and they need you to show up. That's how I overcame that. And sure enough, I mean, going through that online summit, I pulled in some amazing people as my first coaching clients. And they all said, like, I really loved you interviewing and your energy, and there's something so amazing, and I'm so glad that you did this, that you showed up that day. And I've been working with a lot of those people for several years now, and they've totally shifted their businesses. So in those moments where we're kind of stuck in our own stuff, what I usually tell people, I'm like, you know, this is your stuff, so how can you overcome? And for me, I can overcome by knowing that someone, even if it's one person, needs to hear from me today, and I'm going to show up and do that for them.
Very cool.
That's a long story. That's a long story. I thought I was being short. I'm like, no, that was pretty long. Like,
that was the longest answer ever. No, it's good, though. Somebody needs to know.
But that was just three years ago.
That's awesome. You know, I went through something kind of similar, but like way different. It sounds better in my head.
Yeah.
I felt super overwhelmed because I missed a couple deadlines, and I didn't even know I missed them, because I'm like, well, I'll check those emails later. And then I didn't check those emails. And then they emailed me and says, hey, you have about an hour before this speaker deadline closes. And then we're voting on speakers or whatever. I'm like, oh, no. And I missed it. And it was one that I really, really wanted to do. And he's like, hey, man, you know, better luck next time. We're not waiting on people. And I'm like, oh, and then I missed another one and another one. It was like four or five of them I missed, like, in like within like 2 days. I was just missing stuff and everything was falling apart. I'm like, oh my God, like, what is happening? I got super overwhelmed. And then I was like, look, I got to get some kind of scheduling or some kind of system, some kind of, you know, because I thought I did have a, like, a pretty decent system. Apparently not.
Yeah.
And so after I missed all these deadlines, I'm like, this sucks. And all this business that I thought I was going to get went to somebody else because I wasn't on the ball. I wasn't focused and, you know, ready to go. So now I just have a system where I audit my time at the end of the month. You know, what did I do? What didn't I do? What did I say I was going to do? And I just, I, if you budget your money, then you need to budget your tasks and budget your time and, you know, whatever. So,
yeah.
You know, there's so many learning experiences that you go through and you're like, that sucked. Like, this didn't feel good at all. Like,
yeah,
that sucked. And so it's just everything that you fail at is just a learning experience and you grow from it, you know?
Absolutely. I love that. It's so true. It's so true.
Yeah.
And I love how you learn from it. Some people beat themselves up for years, and it sounds like that shifted something for you.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I spend very little time on negativity. I lived that life before. It sucks. And so I really stay away from negativity as much as I can.
Yeah.
If I feel that, like, you ever been in a room networking, or you're at an event or something, maybe you're at a dinner. Perfect example would be like a business dinner, some kind of dinner or whatever. But you're in a networking setting, group setting, whatever, and somebody says something and it gets quiet. You feel the energy leave.
Yeah.
That, right, was what happened. Like, I just felt the energy leave. I'm like, okay, this sucks. Like, this does not feel good. You know? And so I can tell you, so basically the negativity, like, I can feel it leaving. I can feel the positivity that I have, like, leaving. I'm like, oh no, the energy's starting to leave. Like, okay, I gotta do something. Like, I just feel it. So I know myself better than anyone. And so there's a little bit of emotional intelligence that goes into it, and really emotional intelligence in the entrepreneur world. You have to learn some empathy and learn what emotional intelligence is to really kind of get by, you know?
Absolutely.
So that's what I learned.
You're so right. Yeah.
So how now have you used that transformational moment and any other moment besides that, how have you used this to put you on the path to what you're doing now, and how are you elevating the world around you?
Yeah, that's a great question. So that transformational moment, of course, there were several after that. That was when I realized that I was on a journey. So the first thing I realized, like, wow, this is not going to happen overnight. Transformation takes time. It takes presence, you know, being present. It takes consistency every day. It takes mindfulness. So this is something that, and these are tools that I need to learn for myself. I didn't have a tool. I mean, I didn't even have a toolbox to put tools in. And so now it's just like, okay, this is a big part of my life. I'm not just going to be doing. I'm not going to just be going and seeing what the new marketing hack is this week. There's something more for me to do, and this is part of my life. So transformation has been a huge part of my life ever since. And I, instead of looking outwardly, I really challenge myself to look inwardly first. So whenever that comes, and how that looks is, instead of me looking outwardly for answers, I first ask myself, how can I find this answer? I'm stuck. How can I move through this easily or smoothly? And so that's the first thing that I like to tell people. I'm like, you get to kind of look within first for your answers. And then you may hear, why don't you go and Google it? I mean, it happens. it could be that answer. But it's different than just automatically going outwardly. So that's been huge in me building my business. And I'll be able to check in to see, okay, what platform do am I ready to build another platform? So the first thing I built was I built my following. I knew that that was important, and I did it one platform at a time. So email marketing first. Focus on really attracting in my tribe. Interviewed other awesome influencers, people that I loved and wanted to learn from, because I showed up on my interviews just excited and like I can't wait to ask you all these questions because I'm going to learn. And people love that excitement. And I ended up asking a lot of questions that my followers would want to ask themselves if they were in my spot. So I built
Perfect.
That. And then I built my social following. So I started with Facebook, and then I did Instagram, and then I did LinkedIn. And then I was like, wow, okay, good. I feel like this is flowing really well. I can keep up with these every day, or I pull in team members to run certain aspects of my business. And the next thing I built was podcast. So I have my podcast live at the end of the funnel. We're going into season two. And
oh,
so I built
cool.
that. Yeah, you're going to be on it.
Have you had Russell Brunson on yet?
No, I haven't. That would be kind of cool, though, wouldn't it? I should ask him.
You should ask him.
I've had
him.
A lot of different people
He's
on
like
it.
The godfather of the funnels. Ask him.
I know. I don't know.
I'm sure would.
You know, part of me is probably a little scared to ask him. Like, I don't know. You're kind of a big
you
deal.
Miss 100%
you want to be on my
of the shots you don't take. Okay?
That's true.
You miss 100%
yeah,
of the shots that you don't
do
take.
It.
Just do
yeah.
it. Just reach out and go, hey, you inspired me. And I literally have a show called Light at the End of the Funnel, which I would love to have you on. I have this many episodes and this many downloads, and you know, it's all about the funnel. So like, I would love to have you on and talk about the funnel, you know. And
you probably would. Well, it's funny because in his last live event, he had JP Sears. I love JP Sears. He's freaking hilarious. And I saw a video clip of what JP was talking about, and JP's like, it's the light at the end of the phone. I'm like, that's the name of my podcast. I thought that was hilarious that JP used that in his speech, you know, because it was funnel hacks, right? So, yeah, that's a good point. I should have him. So back to platform. So I built a podcast, and then I did a co-authored book with a lot of my speakers. I said, let's do this co-authored book, and it's just been a building process. And this year we're building live events. Now it's just like, okay, let's bring everything under, let's bring all my companies. I have three different companies. I'm like, let's umbrella this under our name, Entrepreneur City, and let's branch this out to live events. And I've been in production for so long. And we've done live events for others, and we've done a lot of online events for other people and for myself, too. I'm like, this is the next step, because this is where I get to connect with people, because I know how important and essential connection is. Yes, we need to bridge the gap between technology and the human experience, and I really feel like live events is a wonderful way to do that and to speak to people that platform. Yeah. And I love hosting the platform. I love bringing people in. That's what I love doing. I love being a host and having that platform for us to share. It's very co-creative, very collaborative. That's what I love doing. And it feels very much like for this event that's coming out here in Charlotte in November, the speakers feel like family. I'm excited. I love what they're doing in the world. I love who they are. And so we're all coming together to teach entrepreneurs and small business owners here, you know, locally. And, you know, we've got people coming from all over. We've got people coming from California and Canada. And I don't know if I have anyone overseas, Mexico. You know, there's just tons of people coming to this. And then a lot of people here in Charlotte. So it's just that baby step and that building and getting really good at one thing first and feeling confident in that and then moving on. A lot of times we try off. And we try all these different things at once. You know, we try to build on a shaky foundation, right? We don't have a solid foundation. And we just try to build. And it's a deck of cards. If you aren't confident in one structure, one platform, and you try to build multiple ones at the same time, it falls down. And you're not giving yourself the grace either to learn. You're not giving yourself that grace to learn and to celebrate. And like, wow, I did this. Yay. Now I get to, okay, now what? Now I can move this and do this. and then that I learned this, you know, this is great, this wasn't so great, and I think I'm ready for this next platform, or building that way. And that's how you can really build something. And it doesn't have to take years. I mean, I took a long time because I needed to go through transformation first, and I stayed away from that for years. Until I did that, that's when things started moving for me. But then when you get to that point, you can build and build and build. And I like baby steps, or I like steps.
Yeah.
And that helps me. And then I can handle more. And I know when I can handle more. It's like, you know, going from one kid to two kids. Oh, we can handle two. Let's go to three. So, you know, we have three. but it's much like, but there was a nice little grace period in between all of them to see if we could handle. It's the same idea with, like, the pieces of your business. And I think the last thing is like, follow your passion. What gets you excited? Because what gets you excited is going to get other people excited. And you can show up like that and be excited. That's how you draw people in. You magnetize them to you. I feel like human beings and the universe, they love curiosity and they love play and excitement. And that draws people in. So whenever you're doing something, I check in to see if it's where you want to go. Some people don't want to build a podcast. It doesn't excite them.
Right.
Some people love wanted to for years.
Yep, that's very true. Yeah, I was the same way, you know. I was a drill instructor from 2009 to 2013, which unlocked a passion for speaking I didn't even know I had. You know, and so I was getting booked at high schools and colleges and, you know, different events in San Antonio. And then in 2014, they said, hey, we want instructors to become master resilience trainers for the military. Like, heck yeah, let's do that. I don't know what that is, but let's do that. So I learned resilience skills, and I learned how to teach resilience skills, and I was doing that. And then in 2015, I love this so much, I'm taking it on the road. So then I started researching, you know, because I'd already built two businesses prior to this. So I was like, well, I already know how to build businesses and scale them and everything like that. So let's do this. Let's research everything about the speaking business and the speaking world that I can. And so in 2015, I just absorbed everything that I could. In 2016, I wrote my book. In 2017, I started this show, and I got my TEDx talk. Yep. And now in 2018, I'm, you know, fully branded, everything, got a mastermind. I'm speaking all over the country 20, 25 times a year. I'm still active duty military, and I'm still speaking and doing everything else, you know. So just because I'm, you know, tied down to a 40, 50, 60 hour a week job, I still find time to do the things that make me passionate, you know. And so next year, you know, I've already looked into, well, I want to do live events. I want to do this. So my goal is to grow, scale, all that stuff. But you got to figure out what that looks like. So I already started looking at live events, doing live events next year. And I'm thinking that I might host a cruise. So that's what I'm looking at right now, is hosting a speaking event, business event, entrepreneur event, but like on a cruise. I think that'd be super different.
I
don't know.
I haven't heard of that.
I always try to do things differently. And I always answer three questions whenever I built my other two businesses, the speaker business, trainer business, whatever, the podcast, radio show, whatever it is I'm doing. And when I'm mentoring people, I make them answer these three questions. So what are you willing to do more of than anybody else? What are you willing to do differently than everyone else? And then how will I connect with the world around me? If you can answer those three questions, how will I connect? When I'm on stage, am I connecting with the audience through stories, through audience engagement? Am I just lecturing? How are you connecting on social media, email, phone, whatever? And so each of these categories has a way of connecting. You know, do I do a text opt-in, free opt-in? Do I do this? Do I do it this way? Do I send a bombbomb.com video email? Because emails only have like an 18% open rate, you know? So I send bombbomb.com video emails whenever I email like decision makers and event planners. And I get like 70-something percent like click open, you know, whatever. So it's just, how am I connecting with the world around me? If you could answer these three questions, this will give you the vision and the way forward to, you know, to create and do whatever you want to do. So
yeah,
with that said,
and I love how you're
asking
people to tap into themselves too when they're doing this process.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So as we start to wrap up the show, let's talk about some resources. Do you read a lot of books? Are you the YouTube, like online university, Google everything? Like what are some resources that you recommend to people?
Yeah, you know, I think YouTube is awesome. I'm a visual person. So if I want to learn something, I go to YouTube. If I'm feeling not so inspired, then I go and watch inspiring speakers. Like, you know, Tony Robbins is great. I love his stuff. Lisa Nichols is awesome. I love Jack Canfield. I want to meet this man.
Yeah.
Putting it out in the universe, it's going to happen. He's incredible. But that's what I do is I look for my inspiration on YouTube videos, and I look for my how-tos on YouTube videos. And that's the beautiful thing. If there's anything that you're stuck at, then you can look that up. For books, I'd say it doesn't matter what phase of your business you're in, read Profits First. It's really important to be financially stable. So Profits First is a wonderful book. I can't recommend it enough. And it really helps you build that solid foundation and pay yourself, right? So that would be the book I would recommend. As far as I'm just trying to think if there's any trainings, I like to tell people, I'm like, whatever platform you're building, that's the training and courses that you want to buy. So if you're looking to do a product launch, then you want to find the best product launcher. And to my knowledge, the one that I've seen that's done the best is Jeff Walker. He's a wonderful product launcher. But really kind of focus on the platform and what you're building then and buy the courses that you need for that. So many people, and I think it's like 80% of people who buy those courses don't even watch them. And I think it's because they're just not ready. They're not ready for that course. So buy courses when you're ready to implement them or when you've already planned out implementing another piece of your platform or another social media, then get your courses. And there's so many amazing ones out there. I tend to look at, you know, what kind of results people are getting, checking out the testimonials, asking people who I know who have taken these courses and what their experience was, and doing my due diligence because I haven't in the past before and I've been disappointed. But whenever I take that next step and I ask people, it always ends up being like the best course I could have chosen.
Yeah, I don't know how many thousands of dollars I've spent on courses. And then some of them are still in my email, like, you know, because I used to be the one that was like, ooh, I need that, and I need that, and I was like the reverse Oprah. I need it all. Like, I want that course, I want that course, I want that course, I want that course. You know, and it was just like, this is ridiculous. And I'm spending thousands of dollars on these courses. I'm only going through half of them. Like, ooh, that's good. And then I go to the next one and the next one. I wasn't even completing them. Sometimes I wouldn't even open them in an email. And then, somebody was like, dude, you just get a mentor. Just stop and get a mentor. I'm like, okay. So instead of buying online courses, I just paid for a mentor. And then that's what I do now is I just have a mentor and I just go to him. I'm like, hey, what do I do for this? Hey, what do I do for this?
Yeah.
You know, so, but I model what he's doing because I see the success that he has. I'm like, how did you do that? Oh, just do it this way. Oh, so stupid. Like, it's almost simpler, right? It's almost like you're trying to get this thing done and I had this email script and I got this and the stupid funnel and it's so frustrating. And they're like, just do it this way. You're like, shut up. You sound so simple. It's not that simple. And it is.
We need people to collaborate with. We absolutely do. It's essential to have your mentors and your coaches and even like a group of colleagues that you trust and growing together. I really think that we grow faster together than we do without or just trying to do it all on our own.
Oh yeah.
Lone wolf, right? But that's the beauty of getting that, because then you can get a different perspective or you can collaborate and come to a different idea. And because we get so close to our businesses, right? It's like tunnel vision. So we can't see outside of it when another perspective can help us do that. Especially with copy. It's so great to have other people. I love it when I'm like, I'm thinking about this you know, headline, and, you know, I'm a copywriter. But sometimes I'm so close to my own copy that I need another person. I need a copywriter to come in and tell me, have you thought about saying it this way? Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. You need somebody to reel you back in.
Yeah. I always need that person.
Oh, right. So,
yeah.
So
I always need
friends,
someone to reel me back
people,
in.
Yeah. The, a lot of people in my circle and my friends and everything, my nickname is Hammy, the crazy squirrel from Over the Hedge.
Oh, yeah. I love
I get
Hammy.
That way sometimes. Yeah. I get that way sometimes. I'm like, oh, and I try to tell them something exciting to happen. Like, calm down. Breathe it out. I'm like, wait. And this, and then it's just, it, I just, yeah, it's bad. And then I get super excited on stage. Like, if I'm speaking, I get super passionate about something. And like, oh, here it comes. Here comes Hammy. And then it's just like, dude, you got to like rein it back in. You know? So they're like, dude, you are so funny. Because I get like, because when I go on stage, I immediately I'm like, hey, how's it going? You know, and the first thing I'll say on stage is, okay, I probably should have told the event planner, but I have a serious medical condition. Okay. It's very, very serious. And I really probably should have said something. I was diagnosed with ADOS, which is attention deficit O squirrel. And so what happens is, you know, and everybody's like, what in the world? I'm like, so I'm already briefing them ahead of time. Like, I'm already, you know, preparing them for what's going to take place, you know? And usually they're like, dude, that was the funniest, like, first 5 minutes of any presentation I've ever seen. So it just kind of sets it off right. And they're like, I could totally see your squirrel moments, you know? And then, yeah. But it's just what's unique
I
to me.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it's so essential that you have that piece of yourself. And I have like my first few minutes of what I'm doing too. That's just really unique to me. That'll probably make people laugh. But I love that when speakers do that, it's almost like, and you're doing this, it's almost like you're getting them to laugh and relax, to open up so they can receive all of your wonderful information. Right.
Right. Yep. Yep. So this is the moment of the show where we do a shameless plug. You can plug your friends, quotes, websites, your freebie. This is the time. Shameless plug moment. Go.
Shameless plug. Oh, gosh. Which one do I choose? It's like what's coming to my mind. I'm like, which one? you know, I think what I really want to plug is my upcoming live event, Entrepreneur City Live in Charlotte, November 1st through 3rd. So if you guys are really looking for a wonderful event where you're going to learn a lot about online marketing, finances, social media, we're doing Facebook advertisement information, and networking. I like to get people up moving, so you're going to have to move if you want to get some of the giveaways and bonuses. We're going to make it a lot of fun. And an experience. It's all about having an experience that you can remember and you can implement.
Right.
So that's coming up, and that's entrepreneurcitylive.com. You can check that out. If people want to go ahead and grab the promo code, because I like being Oprah, like, you can have a promo code, then they can use my name, Danielle, and get 25% off any of the tickets. So you guys just have to use my name and you get special discounts. It's a little bit of magic sparkle for you. So yeah, that's my shameless plug. Come see me. I'm fine.
Boom. So I'm looking into this and I'm already looking at the website because I live in Goldsboro, which is 3 hours away.
Yeah.
And I've been to Charlotte, what, two or three times this year? I've spoken in Charlotte like two or three times this year.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm there kind of regularly, and I got my brother-in-law, my sister that live down that way in York, South Carolina. So you know, I'm always passing through, but this looks like an amazing, amazing event, and I know who Laurel is, so definitely, definitely thinking about doing this. So looks really good.
I love Laurel. Laurel Langmeyer is just like, she's a no BS type of gal. And
right.
And that's, I love hearing that, you know,
yeah.
I feel like sometimes I'm speaking to me, I get so caught up in what I have to do. And someone like Laura just like, you don't have to do all that. You need to do just straight and narrow this, focus on this. Mm-hmm. I've learned so much from her and her books and her. She does these wonderful like weekly chats, and just she's an amazing, amazing celebrity speaker. So we're so grateful to have her coming on in, and we even have a on the ground reporter who's going to be doing interviews.
Oh, that's awesome!
With our participants, yeah, we're going to be using all that wonderful footage. I love video. I love using video and everything. So.
Oh yeah.
It's gonna be fun.
Love it.
Come see us.
Definitely.
Come
November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Yes?
Yeah, for 1st and 2nd for general admission, and then we have that VIP upgrade on November 3rd for people who want to implement everything they earned or they learned. And we're doing like a round robin workshops with several of our speakers. Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Yeah, so as we wrap up, can you deliver your best nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone to take action today?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, you know, I just want to tell everyone that you wouldn't believe what you're capable of. So everything that you need, you do have within. And once you get to that point of like, I can do this and I'll figure it out no matter what, then you're going to move through your blocks and you're going to move mountains. And it's always an inner game first. Always.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Love that. It's always an inner game. Got it. All right. So I want to thank you for your time. An amazing, amazing amount of value that you provided. And just keep doing what you're doing. You're doing amazing stuff. The event looks incredible. And I just really, really want to thank you for your time and being on my show.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure. Always a pleasure talking with you.
Awesome.
I know we chat a lot on Facebook, right? But this is a real treat on the phone.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. So Life Transformation Radio listeners, an amazing guest impacting the world around her. If anything resonated with what Danielle said, please go to her website at DanielleFitzpatrickClark.com and check out her event, Entrepreneur City Live. In the show notes are her social media links and her free How to Go from 0 to 4,000 Instagram Followers in 8 weeks or Less, right there, entrepreneurcity.com. Click on that, get her free Instagram training. It'll blow your mind. As I close, I always say, live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the core values that you hold deep in your heart. I call this living your brand. So until next episode, have a great day.